It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Welcome to Friday night. Glad you're with us. It has been a big week. Man, has it been a big week. Who's a show of hands? Who's glad the week's over? We've gone to, you know, to Mordor and back in the last 5 days. I'm so grateful that we have made it through. Now, I'm not particularly happy that Joe Biden is president, but I'm glad the election's over. We've got plenty of stuff to talk about in the days to come. I don't think that the country's going to fall apart completely. And that's what will make this interesting as we live through the days in front of us. But, man, this week, whew, MLK Day, Inauguration Day, all the drama. Then we had, today was the Sanctity of Life Day. It's the 48th anniversary, actually, of Roe v. Wade being decided in the Supreme Court. That's technically tomorrow, but people observed it today. Anyway, welcome to Friday evening. I'm glad to have you with us. My phone lines are open, 877-970-2999, if you want to chat with me. We've got a very cool spotlight guest tonight. It's a husband and wife team, actually. And she is Mrs. New Jersey. So, you know, for what it's worth, stick around. But we've got a lot to talk about with Bart and Christina Henderson, as they are involved in some really cool stuff in conjunction with RWJ Barnabas, which is, if you're in the Garden State, they are, I think, the most prolific healthcare provider in the entire state of New Jersey. So that's going to be interesting. Lots to talk about with them because I want to get into the details of some good that they're doing. But I've also got a ton of questions for Mrs. New Jersey. The thing about beauty pageants, and I was never part of that culture. My sisters never competed or had any desire to compete or anything like that. I don't think my bride had any interest in that department either. But they were something my mother and grandmothers always watched. And then when the whole Me Too thing hit a few years ago, I always scratched my head and went, yeah, what? So anyway, we'll get into some of this because I think it's very interesting how we, are so offended by the objectification of women. And yet there are celebrations of the objectification of women. Well, we'll talk about all that coming up. But I want to start with an uncharacteristically gripe tonight. Now, I know I've said that here at Radio Night Live, we want to focus on good stories. We're going to tell some good stories tonight. I know that I've said I want to focus on positive things being done. I'm going to focus on positive things being done. Don't leave me just because I'm breaking my rule here in the first segment. But what is going on with COVID? Okay, I've got a list that just keeps growing by the day of things that I'm like, what? For instance, all of a sudden, after the inauguration, how many days have we been under the new administration? 2.5? Is it 3? Is it fully 3 yet? I guess it's noon of whatever day. So noon, Wednesday to Thursday would be 1. Thursday to Friday would be 2. We're like 2.5 days into the administration. What happened on every news channel on my cable system not displaying the COVID infection rates and death rates and all the other stuff? Like, they were plastered on there for the last year. Every minute of the day, you could just look up, oh, there's 267,000 people that have died of COVID now. Oh, look, it just went up another one, 267,001. Like, it was there all the time. Since Wednesday at noon, just suddenly disappeared. There's no more deaths, there's no more infections, or we're just not putting it on our screens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week anymore. And if we're not, why not? What's the deal? Anyway, I got a short gripe list. I'm going to work my way through it. Okay, that's number one. Number two, New York City ran out of shots. How did we run out of vaccines? They're closing 15 vaccination hubs as we speak right now tonight, and they're not going to vaccinate anybody tomorrow or Sunday, and they're praying, you know, they're crossing, well, they don't pray. They're crossing their fingers and toes and knees, trying to ask, you know, whatever the good soul is that they don't acknowledge as God. They're asking for some sort of good karma to come about so that more vaccine gets delivered. But they've canceled, I think this number is accurate, upwards of 20,000 appointments for the vaccine because they didn't plan right, or maybe they were throwing away too many at the end of the day. You heard about that, right? This week we found out that in the hospitals, instead of vaccinating more people, if people weren't in line that were on the approved list, they threw them out. They had to throw them away. Here's another one. Where are the other two vaccines? Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca are supposed to have vaccines coming out. And the Johnson & Johnson one, I think, is only, it's a one-shotter. All the others are the two. We only have the two that originally came out, the Pfizer and the Moderna. Those are the only ones that we have so far. But where are the other ones? They passed inspection in December. They should be, like, crashing through the door any minute now. Okay. Oh, and this one. This really irked me. I'm opening up the New York Post tonight as I'm getting ready for the show. I'm looking through the headlines, and here's what I read. Pennsylvania moves smokers to the front of the COVID-19 vaccine line. Really? Smokers should be in front of seniors? They should be in front of, other autoimmune people that are really, truly vulnerable? No. Pennsylvania moving smokers to the front of the line. How do you even prove if you're like, oh, I'm grabbing a cig. I'm lighting up. Now I'm a smoker. Can I get my vaccine, please? What is that? This COVID-19 management is a disaster. And it's just complicated because we have all of these weird, stupid moves that keep being made. Meanwhile, grandmas and grandpas are vulnerable. Autoimmune people are vulnerable. People with, underdeveloped respiratory systems are vulnerable. But in New York, Governor Cuomo thought it would be awesome to put habitual drug abusers at the front of the line. In Pennsylvania, they're moving smokers to the front of the line. You smoke, whatever. I've had an occasional puff or two. But I'm not going to go demand my place in line because, 10 years ago I had a cigar on a golf course. So this is what I can't comprehend. What difference does it make? Oh, well, they have, greater vulnerability. Okay, stop smoking. Like, I think one of the reasons some of the European countries actually had a tougher time, and I thought this from the beginning, was that they have such, rampant smoking going on in some of those countries. But in Pennsylvania, they're bumping up smokers to the front of the line. All people 16 to 64 with high-risk medical conditions, including cigarettes. Now, how are cigarettes a high-risk medical condition? You chose to smoke them! You put them in your mouth. You lit the end of it. That's not some high-risk medical thing. You did that. Your brain. Your choice. Okay, I'm going to calm down. But the COVID stuff is... And here's what really bothers me. I see another headline in the Post tonight. And it's a sad story. There's a bunch of New York City seniors... Frances Kramer, she's featured in the story, that have just given up trying to get the vaccine. And they need it. That's where our attention should be. We should be urging the help to the most vulnerable. Good news, though. President Biden said he's going to hit a million shots a day goal. To which his assistants had to tell him today, Mr. President,
Trump is already at a million a day.
Come on, man. Coming right back.
Parents, is your gambling interfering with important relationships in your life? Are your children feeling the impact of your online or sports gambling from home? If so, start the new year getting informed, learning the warning signs, and having a conversation. Visit 800gambler.org for access to a short yet powerful new video on gambling and the family, as well as the various programs, services, and resources available. At 800gambler, we offer support, treatment, and hope. We are just a phone call or click away. This message is sponsored by the Council on Compulsive Gambling in New Jersey with a grant from William Hill, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, hoping you can join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour through the land of Israel, October 2021. Join us. Get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating countries on earth. But you'll share experiences that'll change how you read scripture, walk the ancient temple steps, touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on and on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. Now listen, if you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me October 2021 and right now register worry-free. Peace of mind, guaranteed refunds up to May 8th if for any reason you want to cancel. So to come along, call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go. Tune in to the newest program on AM 970, The Answer, Real Estate Today, America's number one real estate program. Each week, they open the doors for buyers and sellers with critical and credible information on the real estate market. It's fast-paced and fact-packed with experts, interviews, call-ins, field reports, and timely market conditions. Know someone who needs some good advice? Then tune in to Real Estate Today, Saturdays at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Charlie Kirk says, we just witnessed a show.
The speeches on the House floor were rushed. This wasn't an impeachment. This was a show trial. A show trial is a tactic that was used by the Soviet Union as a way to make it seem as if they had some form of justice, but the end result was already there. If they're really trying to make Trump go away, they did the opposite of what they should have actually done.
The Charlie Kirk Show. Weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer. The Ben Shapiro Show. Weekdays at 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you very much. It is great to have you. Appreciate Mr. Lonnie Perkins introducing us with such panache. The phone lines are open, as always, 877-970-2999. And one of the things we try to do at Radio Night Live is to stop the Attila the Hun radio. Now, that's what my boss calls talk radio. Because you've got a lot of that filling up the rest of the day, you know, pounding you with the news of the day and the issues, which is what I used to do in afternoon drive. But I love this kind of chill atmosphere we get to have at 7 p.m. every night, and I hope that you're enjoying it as well. And I'm also loving getting to know the deeper stories behind some of the newsmakers around us. And one of the two goals that we have with this show is that we want to congratulate and applaud people that are doing good, and we want to give you hope for the future. And one of the ways you get hope is not by, you know, my gripe session in the monologue tonight. That just blows my mind. Smokers to the front of the line for COVID vaccine anyway. Doing good, applauding the good, helping the good multiply. And along those lines, I am very thrilled to introduce my guests, my special guests for tonight, Bart and Christina Henderson, who have been on a bit of a mission recently. And we're gonna get into that. It's called Masking Up from Coast to Coast. We're gonna get all the details of that. But the thing that I think is probably the most earworthy for many of my listeners, they'll perk up when I say this, is that Christina is in fact Mrs. New Jersey. And so Bart and Christina, welcome to Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. I'm so honored to have you tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Kevin, for having us on.
And you guys are entrepreneurs and you do a lot of philanthropic stuff, and I want to get into the whole story, but I got to ask you, Christina, first, because I've actually had a number of friends that were associated with the beauty pageant world, and the former Miss America, Erica Harold, was a very close friend of mine when I lived in the Chicago area, and then I've known others that have been in and out of the Miss USA and Miss America pageants, but I've always wondered, because my sisters were 6 and 11 years younger than me. They never really showed any interest in it. I don't know that my bride had any interest in ever pursuing it, but it is a big thing for little girls. And I'm just curious, in the age of Me Too and kind of the fear of objectifying anything that ever could be associated with being feminine, is this something that you would encourage your daughters to follow your footsteps in terms of, you know, being part of the pageant life at some point in time?
Oh, 100%. I think pageantry is so important for women as they grow in the community and who they are. It teaches really important life skills like confidence and being true to yourself, having a vision for your career and your path. But the most important thing about pageantry, you know, this is a modern 2021 pageant. This isn't the old school pageant system that's all about, you know, swimsuit and evening gown, which that's part of it. But the main thing about pageantry is giving back to the community and surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals who are out there really making a difference in the community. You know, my fellow title holders are nurses, they're doctors, you know, they're frontline workers, they're entrepreneurs, they're in all different fields, and they're really driven women who really want to be out there and help others. And I think it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's important that we come together and support one another. Women need to support one another as well. And so I just feel like it's a privilege for me to be surrounded by such movers in the community.
Well, that's kind of what I was hoping to hear, to be honest with you, because, yeah. But the politically correct age we live in has changed some of this a little bit, has it not? I mean, and whatever you guys think of Trump, I'm not here to get political, but I know that because he was associated with Miss USA, there was even in certain circles, there'd be like, oh, well, you know, Trump was involved with that. And I always thought, but you know what? Do you pay attention to the girls that are actually in the pageants? Like, they're all smart. They all have all kinds of accomplishment. There's all kinds of things about them that, yeah, if my now 5-year-old little Charlotte someday wanted to grow up and accomplish some of those same things. I mean, my friend Erica Harold is now she has been involved in state politics in the state of Illinois. And I think she ran for Congress, but she's a Harvard trained lawyer. She's out there fighting the fight in the legal workplace every day. I mean, it's not
amazing.
It's not just just because you were the head cheerleader, you're going to be Miss America. Like, there's a lot more to that.
Exactly. Yeah. These women, there's so much substance to women who compete in pageants. I think it's just the old stigma that sometimes, I have to correct people because, you know, this is a modern pageant and it's about giving back to the community and really helping others and want to see other people succeed. You know, these other women have become some of my best friends that I compete with, and they just inspire me to do good. You know, Mrs. Massachusetts is one of my dear friends, and she's building a church right now in Nigeria. So that goes
how
to show you
cool
what these
is
women
that?
Are doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, exactly. I was totally blown away at the things that all of these women were doing. I mean, they're all out there actively engaged in their community in a way that a lot of people aren't. So I'll tell you, it was very impressive to see all the many different things that these women
were. And I was going to ask you about that because I'm very curious about the uniqueness of what the Mrs. Pageants are in the difference in that, you know, they're obviously married and not unmarried girls. But mm-hmm. are there other significant differences besides just the marital status that would separate the pageant kind of, I don't know, worthiness of the events?
You know what? It's really just the marital status and just, you know, being the best that you can be overall, and just, you know, being submersed in your community and giving back as much as possible and in a genuine way. I genuinely care about all the nonprofits that I'm involved in. And, you know, pageantry is something that kind of made sense for me as well. I was already doing this. And it was just, honestly, it was a way for me to meet more women and build my network of friends with women who are like-minded in that same way.
Now, were you part of pageants at all before the Mrs. Contests?
I was. So I competed in the Miss New Jersey USA pageant and then the Miss Massachusetts USA pageant. A few years ago. Well, Miss New Jersey, I competed when I was 19, and I just, you know, I saw Miss USA on TV, and I just said, you know, why not? I could do that. and then I just went in. I didn't train at all, and I just went in and competed, and I was lucky I got the best interview award. But that's what I found out when I competed, that I really loved the pageantry because of the amazing friendships that I made and these amazing women that I was able to surround myself with. And that's why I wanted to compete again, because I just fell in love with pageantry and how it builds confidence and really helps you become who you're really meant to be as well.
Yeah.
So that's why I gave another go. And then I competed in Miss Massachusetts USA, and I was a finalist, and I was Miss Congeniality and Most Photogenic. And then I thought that was it. But then, you know, I found the misses, and I was already so submersed in the community. And I said, you know, one last shot, let me just see. And I'm so grateful to have this title now and to, you know, it really allows me to be a bigger voice for the nonprofits that I work with. You know, having a crown and sash, you know, people want to talk to me more. And so they want to listen to my message more. So it just allows me to really amplify the message of the nonprofits that I represent.
Well, I very much remember when my friend Erica won Miss America. In fact, mm-hmm. we were kind of politically associated with some things, and we were in Washington, D.C. at one point, and we had to attend an event, and we ran into each other there. And I asked her if she needed a glass of water or anything to drink, and she said, oh, no. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. You've been sitting here greeting people for the last, and she's like, Kev, I know it sounds weird, but she said, I really take my position and my platform seriously. And if mm-hmm. I have something in a clear glass to drink, and one of her platforms mm-hmm. was to reduce alcoholism. And she said, if I have something that could be misconstrued by anyone that sees it, she said, I wouldn't want that to be used against the platform. And I thought, wow, this is an indication that these women are really serious about the influence that they have. And I too am very, very thrilled to have you with us tonight. Bart and Christina Henderson are with me. When we continue in just a minute, they are also entrepreneurs and they have built a business in the Garden State. We're going to get that story. And before we're done, we're going to talk about masking up from coast to coast and why it's so important. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. By the way, you can get this podcast. It's in the iTunes and SoundCloud podcast stores. Just look for Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio when you're there. And we're coming right back live from New York. Don't go away.
Want to know how to improve the quality of your life simply through good nutrition? Tune into the Balance of Nature radio show this Sunday morning at 10 and hear success stories from actual people as well as information from experts and doctors alike. Everyday people all over the world are realizing the power and benefits of good nutrition, but few are accomplishing it. Join Balance of Nature founder Dr. Douglas Howard this Sunday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. Many of the digital resources available have helped overcome obstacles your business is facing, but are you using the full potential of every one of them? That's where Salem Surround can help. Your business needs to use digital tools more than ever to stay in touch with customers who are making buying decisions for the new year. Will they consider or even know about you? The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We'll design a plan that targets and surrounds customers with proven marketing strategies. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Mike Gallagher thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour again in 2021. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of the country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual places on earth. More than a vacation, this is a bucket list trip. I personally want to invite you to join us. Register now, worry-free, no cancellation fees, and full refunds up until May 8th. Call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
We have partly to mostly cloudy skies on this Friday evening. It is 41 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Governor Cuomo says there are now 25 known cases of the highly contagious COVID-19 UK strain, with two new cases in Westchester County and one in Brooklyn. The governor is warning folks the positivity rate will go up if the UK variant spreads. However, he is pleased to see the positivity rate and hospitalizations continue to decrease in recent days following a post-holiday spike. New York City's Restaurant Week to Go is kicking off on Monday. A record number of restaurants are taking part this year, mostly because they waived the entrance fee. 570 eateries have signed on to the annual event and will only offer meals to go since indoor dining is off limits because of the pandemic. The price is $20.21 in honor of the new year for a takeout lunch or dinner special. And New York's baseball teams are remembering legendary player Hank Aaron, who died today at the age of 86. The Yankees tweeted, "His impact on and off the field will never be forgotten." The Mets tweeted, "It's another heartbreaking loss to our baseball family." Aaron was a 25-time All-Star from 1955 to 1975, and he won 3 Gold Gloves, 2 National League batting championships, and led the league in home runs and RBIs 4 times each. Aaron remained active in the game and was an ambassador for baseball throughout his life, and he will surely be missed. Taking a look at the traffic in New Jersey, Parkway southbound coming into the area of the Essex Toll Plaza. That is an accident being cleared. Across the Hudson, Lincoln, Holland, GW Bridge, all in pretty good shape. Northbound West Side Highway still slow from the 140s up to the George Washington Bridge. Your forecast for tonight, not bad. Partly cloudy skies, low 28. Tomorrow's going to be good but cold. Sunny skies, we only reach a high of 30. Sunny Sunday, high 36. Some snow moves in late in the day on Monday and lasting into the day on Tuesday. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder, tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Of all the boys, 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 boys,
and now,
boys,
back to boys. Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
Of all the boys I've known and I've known some.
Glad to have you with us, and thankful that you can join us every weeknight at 7 p.m. When we don't have, basketball or other things that are going on, and it is that time of year, so we are a little spotty. But next week, we plan on another great lineup of guests. This is only the second full week the show's been on, and the level of people that we, two governors, cabinet members, television personalities, Mrs. New Jersey, the list is long. Bart and Christina Henderson are joining us, and Bart, I let your wife do all of the talking just about in the last segment. I'm going to point this first question back to you this time. You guys are entrepreneur, business owners. You believe in the community. You believe in making sure that your community is strong around you. You guys are based, is it out of Red Bank, New Jersey? Do I have that right?
Yep, that's right.
And so she was competing and doing this, but you guys have been operating a business at the same time. Talk to me about what you guys do and more importantly, why you do it.
Right. So we do promotional products. So what that means is printing on T-shirts, jackets, golf bags.
Tchotchkes! You're the tchotchke king!
That's it. That's exactly it. And, you know, it's funny. When you're growing up, you don't know which way your life will take you. But we found our way to promotional products. And what I really found that we love about it is that it's super engaging work. So we're in the community and we're talking to people. We're meeting people. We're meeting nonprofits in a way that, you know, you don't in other businesses, because we have such a wide range. Just about everybody needs our stuff. So it's a wide range of companies, businesses, and nonprofits that we get to talk to.
Yeah, well, and I would imagine that you've seen some pretty crazy ideas come through. What's the craziest custom product that that a client has come to you and said, "Hey, I want 20 of these with my logo on it"? What's the craziest one?
Well, a year ago, I would have said masks.
Yeah, wow. How quickly now, that changes.
Right. Now I'd say surfboards. We do a lot of surfboards.
No way.
And you know, we get a lot of fun things, like bicycles and, you know, active things inside and outside as well.
You know, once I interviewed Gene Simmons from the rock band Kiss.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you talk about a guy that knew how to put his logo on literally everything, prophylactic products to coffins. He literally right. said, we cover the entire stage of life. And that's true. If you go to the Kiss Museum, not that I think that's an actual place, but it's probably Gene Simmons' basement. They've got everything conceivable that was made into the image of Kiss. And, you know, for whatever they were musically, they'll never be quite as impressive as what they were commercially, because they definitely put the commercial.
Well, they left
into
their mark, right?
Yeah. And they used promotional products to do that. So let me ask you this, though. In the age of pandemic, and I'm curious about this, was that a hit for your industry? I mean, I've had a lot of restaurateurs and people on the air that have obviously suffered greatly. What was the promotional product industry dealing with in 2020 during the pandemic?
So, you know, I think I'll answer this one, right, Bart? So, the you know, since we do a lot of promotional products, we do tons of events. And when the pandemic happened, you know, all of a sudden, yeah, exactly. All of a sudden, all the events were canceled. And we were operating, you know, 10% of what we normally operate. And we were worried, you know, we had to pay our employees. We had to pay our bills. And so what we were able to do was use our resources overseas that were, you know, the manufacturers that normally make our fidget spinners and pop sockets. They were now making masks and gloves and gowns. And hospitals were coming to us for PPE. And so we were able to source that in the beginning from our manufacturers overseas. But what we realized was it was, you know, high risk. We were dealing with large numbers. I was on the phone and Bart was on the phone with cargo ships and private planes to get the PPE to the people that needed them most. And it was just, you know, it was too much. It was hot, you know, it was very stressful. So what we decided to do was, you know, invest in PPE to make it here in the USA. And now we have a factory in Santa Ana, California, where we're manufacturing 3-ply and N95 masks. So we don't have to rely overseas anymore for these items because, you know, we're able to employ people here in the USA, which is so important. And, you know, it's just it was too much to deal with that. But, you know, we were lucky in the beginning that we were able to use our manufacturers. And you know, when hospitals come to you and when they have no other place to go, you know, you have to, you know, be quick and think fast and you know, get those items to our frontline workers.
Hold that thought, Christina. We're coming right back. This is Radio Night Live. Don't go away. Hey, attention, Kevin McCullough fans. The college basketball season has been an absolute circus so far with many cancellations and postponements. And I wanted to invite you to join Syracuse against the 16th-ranked Virginia Tech Hokies. It'll now be broadcast on our sister station, WMCA AM 570, The Mission. Catch all the action Saturday, January 23rd, with an 11:30 pregame tip-off at noon. Matt Park and Jim Sadlin will be on the call to see if the Cuse can take down one of the top-ranked teams in the nation. An upset would actually give the Cuse momentum as they dive deeper into their ACC schedule. It will be a tall task for them against a tough ACC SEC conference opponent, but they will have home court advantage in the Carrier Dome. You don't want to miss it. Once again, catch the ACC conference matchup between the Syracuse Orange and the 16th-ranked Virginia Tech Hokies on Saturday, January 23rd, with an 11:30 pregame tip-off at noon on our sister station, AM 570, The Mission.
Imagine doing one thing that could give you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. I assume you would feel it was worth it. Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel, October 2021. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. I'll introduce you to the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of a truly remarkable nation. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose. To come with me to Israel in 2021, call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Or book online at standwithisraeltour.com. standwithisraeltour.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Charlie Kirk says, we just witnessed a show.
The speeches on the House floor were rushed. This wasn't an impeachment. This was a show trial. A show trial is a tactic that was used by the Soviet Union as a way to make it seem as if they had some form of justice, but the end result was already there. If they're really trying to make Trump go away, they did the opposite of what they should have actually done.
The Charlie Kirk Show. Weekdays at noon, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference, serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. To find out about local job opportunities with the Air Force Reserve at Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst, call 800-257-1212 or go to afreserve.com. Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired in cooperation by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association and this station.
Have you ever had a legal question about elder law or estate law? Every Wednesday night during Kevin McCullough's show, you'll hear from Mike Connors himself of Connors and Sullivan, attorneys at law, answering real listener questions. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on AM 970 The Answer and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570, The Mission.
Dan Proft, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, appreciate you spending the end of your week with us, and thankful for Bart and Christina Henderson, who have generously shared their Friday evening with us as well. They could be certainly enjoying some of that 50% capacity in restaurants in New Jersey tonight, but here they are with us instead, and I'm grateful for that. Bart and Christina, thank you again for taking time out to be here. We were just talking about some of their entrepreneurial endeavors, and in the first segment tonight, Christina, you talked a lot about the nonprofits that you have passion for. Mm-hmm. And before we talk about the Coast to Coast campaign that you're on today, talk to me about why, as business owners, those nonprofits are so important to you. What is it about those particular nonprofits, those charities, those causes that you're involved in? What do they tap into your heart and soul? How do they affect you? Why are you so passionate about them?
Thank you so much for asking that. So one of the nonprofits that we work with is called the Tigger House Foundation, which raises awareness for opioid addiction. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic, overdoses have increased 17% in the state of New Jersey. So it's really important for us to help raise awareness, you know, change the stigma surrounding addiction and make it okay to talk about. You know, I lost my brother-in-law from an opioid overdose. Bart lost his brother, Seth. And so it hits close to home for us. I've seen the pain that a family faces firsthand from losing a loved one to an addiction. So it's really important to us to work with the Tigger House Foundation and help, you know, help other families who are combating this issue. We also work with the Applaud Our Kids Foundation. It's a foundation that funds the arts for kids whose families can't afford it. So singing, instrumental, dance lessons, acting lessons, you know, it's so important that children have an outlet, especially during the pandemic, right? It's so important. And so I'm so happy to work with, I'm on the advisory board and work with the Afford Our Kids Foundation, giving the arts to children whose families can't afford it. And then we also work with Fulfill, the food bank of Monmouth and Ocean County. You know, the demand for food has increased 40%.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that, but it has been much more impacting on the food insecurity issue than people realize.
Yeah, the demand is really, really high right now. So, you know, as Mrs. New Jersey, you know, giving a voice to these nonprofits that are so, you know, so crucial during this time especially is just so important. And I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to be a bigger voice and spread the word for these really, really important causes.
Christine, if people want to follow you as Mrs. New Jersey, is there a social handle that they should look for on Instagram or Twitter or somewhere?
Sure. They can follow me at Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, underscore Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, underscore. Or they could also follow me at Mrs. New Jersey American. And those are my Instagram handles.
Gotcha.
So they can follow me on both of those and see what I'm doing every day.
Bart, let me ask you, you guys decided to get involved in a thing called Masking Up from Coast to Coast. You're actually donating in excess of 100,000 masks to frontline workers and families. Talk to me about how it works, why you got involved, and what you hope to accomplish through it.
Right. So, you know, masks are expensive. And the economy, as you kind of touched upon, how our company is affected right now. Everybody has been affected, and a lot of people have been adversely affected. And masks are an expense that is unforeseen for a lot of families and for a lot of nonprofits and a lot of people in the community. And we saw this happening. And we believe that just because you're of a lower income bracket or because you're in poverty doesn't mean that you should be at a higher risk of getting the virus. And so, you know, we're in PPE. We make masks and we provide all sorts of PPE. So, you know, the same way if a guy sees a Corvette going down the street, he turns and looks. We look at all the PPE when we see people, you know, kind of wearing it and walking by us. We see and know the brands. And what Christina and I saw was people were reusing masks 10, 15, 20 times. You could tell. I have seen, you know, staples and, you know, at the sides to kind of keep them together and things like that. And that's not, you know, a lot of these are meant to be disposable. And so we just wanted to give these people who were either of a lower income bracket or in poverty the ability to protect themselves the same way everybody else is.
And so that led you to do what?
So we're donating over 100,000 masks. That's going to be nationwide from California to Florida, Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey to nonprofits, food banks. We're working with Feeding America to identify different food banks. We're working with local nonprofits that we work with here, like Lunch Break and Habcor. The YMCA helped us out in some of our sorting and packing. And we're trying to get these masks into the hands of people who need them, because the nonprofits, I mean, just think, they're already running on really thin budgets. And this is a really big expense for them in the year to come. So the ability to give their employees and their volunteers masks means that they can keep running.
Yeah. Well, I've been really moved by stories like yours. My friend Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, you know, he converted, I think it was about 30% of his production space in the pillow factory to PPE. And the country is full of such great stories like that. You know, we've really pulled together in a way to try to show care to one another in a way that we haven't in other seasons. And I'm thankful for that. Today, you guys did an event at Barnabas Health in Oceanport. And I know that Glenn Miller wanted to be with us today, but how'd that event go? And, you know, how many masks did you give out?
Yes. So at Barnabas today, we believe we gave out 6,000 masks to them, and they're going to take those and distribute those throughout the community to smaller nonprofits who have already asked them. And it's going to go to nonprofits, first responders, firehouses. And so they're going to go and do that. And then earlier this morning, we gave 10,000 masks to Philadelphia, Philabundance. And yesterday we were down in Atlantic City. We were able to give out to 2,200 families, we gave out 20,000 masks.
Wow.
And so
Yeah, it was really a touching, moving event. It's amazing to see the impact and how much people care about the mass media.
Yeah, no, what great work. And, you know, good for you guys. And if people want to support your company because of all the good work you're doing, how do they find you guys?
So we're at Henderson Promos. That's H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N Promos, P-R-O-M-O-S.com. They can email us at info@hendersonpromos.com. But, you know, it's really just about giving back. You had asked earlier kind of why we're involved. And it's just because we believe as citizens, everybody should be trying to help those around us.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, the rule of thumb is the more you've been blessed, the more you can bless others. And I think
Absolutely.
That when you've been successful and Christina, I love the fact that you're using your platform for this. And I love the fact that your man is secure enough in his position to, you know, have a beauty queen as a wife and probably put up with some of the nonsense that goes on around that from time to time. But you guys are on fire doing the right thing. And I want to say thank you on behalf of the everyday people that you're touching and changing the lives of. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thanks for having us, Kevin.
We had a great time and we really appreciate it.
Cool. Come on back sometime, too. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. Many of the digital resources available have helped overcome obstacles your business is facing, but are you using the full potential of every one of them? That's where Salem Surround can help. Your business needs to use digital tools more than ever to stay in touch with customers who are making buying decisions for the new year. Will they consider or even know about you? The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We'll design a plan that targets and surrounds customers with proven marketing strategies. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
This is Hugh Hewitt for TownHall.com. The unfortunate serial failures in the rollout of the COVID vaccinations remind us again of the inherent inability of government to function efficiently because politics enters into play. Every citizen is by constitutional design of equal standing in the eyes of the law. While, of course, the government can prioritize vaccine distribution by category of risk, the simple distinctions, people over 65 and those with underlying conditions, should have led to a self-policing and easy-to-administer system. Yes, some would have fraudulently taken advantage of this self-policing, but a bit of fraud ought to be tolerated as we keep our eye on the greater good. Operation Warp Speed delivered the vaccines to state and local governments as our federal system is designed to do. The failures in distribution lie squarely on the shoulders of state and local officials. Citizens should note and long remember, even with months to prepare, state and local government failed. How much better would it have been to trust a free people to make responsible decisions? I'm Hugh Hewitt.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, hoping you can join me for a 10-day Stand With Israel tour through the land of Israel, October 2021. Join us. Get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating countries on earth. But you'll share experiences that'll change how you read scripture, walk the ancient temple steps, touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes. The list goes on and on. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. Now listen, if you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me October 2021 and right now register worry-free. Peace of mind, guaranteed refunds up to May 8th if for any reason you want to cancel. So to come along, call 855-565-5519, 855-565-5519, or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or Radio.com. Larry Elder is next on AM 970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right. Glad to have you with us. And thank you again for making us your choice. And if you want to be in contact with the Henderson operation, hendersonpromos.com is their website. What a delightful story. And Talk about a couple of young people, and they are not they are not very old. I would guess, just taking a look, they're probably in their early 30s at the oldest, and you know, they're pouring everything that they've got into making the world around them better. And that is exactly the kind of thing that I think we need more of in this world. You know, the universe lost a great figure today. Hank Aaron obviously was the guy that broke the Babe's home run record. But he was important in a lot of other ways as well, not just baseball. He was 86 today, and word came out that he had passed away. I did not realize he had been an All-Star 25 times. The average pro athlete doesn't even play 25 seasons. He was an All-Star. He was at the top of his game. He was an MVP, three-time Gold Glove winner. So he wasn't just a big bat. He knew how to play defense, too. And he ended his career as Major League's all-time home run leader with 755, taking the crown away from Babe Ruth, and then later lost it to the Giants legend Barry Bonds. Of course, there was the whole controversy of, was Bonds steroiding up and everything else. And so who knows if it's like a legit record or not, but you know, it's kind of like the election. We have to accept the outcome. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1982, and get this, 97% of the vote. I mean, that, you know, how many Hall of Fame, I mean, how many writers there are that have to vote for you in order to get that. I mean, 97%, that's incredible. After his career was over, he authored a book, If I Had a Hammer. He was an automotive group owner. He sold cars. He had a lot of chain restaurants to his credit as well. And there's some mystery about his death. In fact, my bride was just telling me as we were signing on tonight, he just got his COVID vaccine earlier this month. And he was trying to, I believe, set the example for, you know, African Americans to say, hey, the vaccine's safe. There's nothing to worry about. Look, I got it. So now, of course, there's this conspiracy. Oh, did he die from COVID? Did he get COVID from the vaccine? Did it kill him? I don't know. I'm sure that if that's the case, eventually the facts will come out. He told the Associated Press, I don't have any qualms about it at all, talking about the vaccine. I feel quite proud of myself for doing something like this. It's a small thing that can help many people in this country. So whatever his motivation, whatever the outcome was, his motivation was right. And again, I think that we need to celebrate that in such a bigger way in this day and age. And I hope that you'll help us do that. Every weeknight, right here at 7 o'clock, AM 970 The Answer and Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Have a splendid weekend.